Election Day 2002. Republicans and Democrats are locked in a ferocious battle for control of Congress, as well as 36 governorships. And election officials across the country are working furiously to ensure that the problems of the last national elections, hanging chads, incomplete ballots, voter confusion, do not repeat themselves. Those problems were, of course, most famously manifested in Florida 2 years ago. And despite reform efforts, including the introduction of new voting machines, there was more trouble in Florida's Democratic primary just 2 months ago. That has put voting in Florida under particular scrutiny today. NPR's Pam Fessler, who joins us from Miami, has been to several precincts in South Florida today. Pam, I suppose, given the track record there, the big news would be if things were going smoothly. What are you seeing?
Well, actually, that does seem to be the big news. I went to several, as you said, several precincts, and every single one opened on time this morning. For the most part, everybody seemed pretty happy. The machines were working.
People understood the machines and were able to operate
the machines. Mm-hmm. I think their expectations were so low that the fact that things did go smoothly, or even relatively smoothly, made everybody fairly pleased. The officials here are exceptionally pleased.
Mm-hmm. In light of all the troubles in the September primary, not to mention the 2000 election, the Justice Department actually sent election monitors to Florida, and so did a number of other groups. Were those monitors visible today at the polling places?
Well, actually, I've seen monitors almost everywhere I've gone. There almost seem to be more monitors and observers than voters. I've seen somebody from the Justice Department, the State Attorney General's Office has people here. There's a group called Center for Democracy, which usually monitors third world elections. They're here. I've even met a group of elections officials from Japan. There was one thing this morning. I was at one site where there were only a handful of voters, and one woman walked by and said she wasn't sure if the address on her precinct notice was correct, and all of a sudden she was surrounded by representatives from the Attorney General's office, other observers, everybody there ready to help her. And it turned out, actually, she had just misread it. But it's really quite extraordinary down here.
Everybody wanting to help, wanting to make sure things go smoothly. Or I suppose if you're an election monitor, you want to find something that might have gone a little bit wrong so that you can report on it.
Right. And the one thing that I have not seen any evidence of, and I've been with some of the groups that there's a group called Election Protection, which is looking to see if anybody's being disenfranchised, being turned away at the polls. And so far, they haven't seen any evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that was one of the big problems in the year 2000 when people's names weren't on the polls.
Of course, that was particularly a problem in African-American communities. Have you been to any precincts in African-American areas this morning?
Yeah, in fact, actually, all three that I went to were in African-American areas. And as I say, people felt like things were running fairly smoothly. I talked with some representatives of the NAACP. The one problem that they do have here is there's an exceptionally long ballot in both Miami-Dade and Broward counties, and it's just taking people some time to go through the ballot. They have a lot of state constitution questions and county charter questions.
Aside from these flocks of monitors, are there other things that you can see that are keeping things going smoothly?
Both counties decided after the September primaries that this was a crisis situation. They were going to do basically whatever they could to make sure it didn't happen again. So they have thrown millions of dollars at this. Thousands and thousands of county employees have been recruited to help at the polling places. They set up machines in Miami-Dade last night at the polling places to make sure that everything would be okay this morning and wouldn't have the same problem they had in the primary when it took sometimes hours to get the machines working. And then they had policemen guarding every single precinct overnight to make sure that nobody tampered with the machines.
Thanks, Pam.
Thanks, John.
NPR's Pam Fessler in Miami.